Well, a very good morning. Now, some of us were out and about yesterday in the open air in Belper, doing some preaching, giving out some tracts, and the comment from different folk who were there, there weren't many of us in truth, but the comment that we just reflected upon was the response that we heard from, well, at least a couple of people, but you hear quite often when you go out and about and introduce the gospel to people, "I'm all right, thank you. I'm all right, thank you." Well, I'm pleased they said thank you. There's a bit of politeness there. At the very least, we can say that. But this idea that I'm all right, thank you. Now, I expect that for some people, that's all that came to them to actually say. Because they were surprised. Yeah, people are just out doing their shopping, aren't they? And just thinking about that, and got to dash here and dash there and catch a bus and then in the afternoon do this and that. And all of a sudden, there are we, giving out literature. There are we, preaching. And it's a bit of a shock to them. They are surprised. Didn't expect this. That says something, doesn't it, in itself? That says something. That people just aren't thinking about spiritual things. They're not thinking about eternal life. They didn't get up that day. Okay, got to go shopping. I've got to catch a bus here. Got to do that there. But they weren't thinking about Christ and their soul and eternity and heaven and hell. Just wasn't there. So they're surprised when suddenly there are some people talking about these things. And that's all they can say. I'm all right, thank you. You know, like you might say if you've, you know, just been shocked by something, oh, don't really want to think about that now, this wasn't what I expected, don't want to talk about it, in a hurry, I'm all right, thank you. For other people, they're frightened by it. They are, they're frightened by it. They don't think about it, true, or when they do think about it, ooh, it's like a great big chasm that's opening up, and they feel they're being swallowed down. They don't want to think about these things. They really don't. And to be there, reminded of Christ, eternity, judgment. They don't want this. And they're a bit frightened by it. And so to them, I'm all right, thank you. They're really all right at all. They're feeling distinctly uncomfortable. You know, it's not the kind of, I'm all right, thank you, that you might say if somebody offers you another cake, well, I'm all right, thank you, you know, I'm fine there, or chocolate biscuit, I'm all right, thank you. No, they're actually quite rattled by this. Well, they might be. Well, they might be. Because of the reality, you see. And you know, what is in us, beginning with the letter C, that really hears this and says there's truth in this, Molly? The conscience agrees, it says this truth, you ought to listen to this, you want to hear what's going on here, this is truth. They don't want to hear this, it frightens them, and they back away, and the quickest thing that comes to mind, I'm all right, thank you. As polite as I say, we're glad of that, maybe, but they're not all right, they're frightened. Well, they might be. Fear of God. There's a fear of God that hasn't driven them yet to seek whom? Who do we need to seek if we're really going to find anything, Charlotte? The Lord Jesus, haven't we? We've got to go to him. So if you haven't been to him, go to him. Go to him. So some are frightened. Others are really quite careless. They are careless. They just don't care. Now, they might once have been frightened, perhaps. Maybe as children. Maybe growing up. But now, oh, they've got a lot of money, maybe. Oh, they're busy people, they've got a lot going on. And conscience has just been sort of dampened down. And they've kind of got on top of that. And here are these people talking about eternity and heaven and hell. They kind of run their eye over us. And, well, I don't really think I need what these people have here. Strange people coming out on a Saturday morning and doing all of this. Well, I really don't need this at all. Thank you very much. And they're careless. Careless. Lots of people are, I think, in this generation, but most people are. Just careless. They couldn't care less about spiritual things and the Christian message, and they just carry on like that. Is that wise? Is that wise? Do you think that's wise? Grace, do you think that's sensible? That's sensible. You're right, it isn't, is it? It's foolish. Because there's reality. And one day, these people will find the reality if they have not come to faith. If they have not seen that actually, don't be careless, be worried, be alarmed, because God is going to judge each of us. And if we're not found in Christ, we're going to be judged according to our works. And our works are sin, and sin is going to take us finally to where? Where's that going to take us, Timothy?
Hell.
That's going to take us there. And that is very, very alarming. That is very serious. And so we need these people to wake up. So I just look to us today. All right. Are we all right? Are we all right? Because if there's only one way in which truly we can answer that we are all right, and that's because we have found Christ and his righteousness, and that's clothed us and covered all our imperfections with all of Christ's perfections, and his blood has blotted out our sin. Oh, we can say, we're all right, thank God. Well, thank you, we're all right, thank God. I'm in a place of safety now. I'm in a place of security, and God is working in my heart. And I am going to heaven, though I'm a sinner, because of his great, great mercy. Don't be like the people who say, I'm all right, when we're not, because we haven't thought about it, or we just want to push away the whole idea of it. Yeah, be able to answer, I am all right. Thank God. Thank God. Thank God that he sent his son. Thank God that he had mercy on me and showed me my need. I believe in him. Well, we've got to keep praying, haven't we, for the people out there, wherever they are, that they would wake up, and that those who are a bit, don't ever think about these things, rather than be frightened, would want to inquire. And those who are frightened, wisely in a sense, but would then come to Christ. And those who are careless would wake up, because they're sound asleep, and they'll seek their way to hell at the last, unless the Lord has mercy on them. As we pray, he'll have mercy on each of us and show us until we know that we really, really are all right, because we're safe and in Christ's arms. Let us sing to the glory of God, hymn number 120. Great is the gospel of our glorious God, 120.